prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpets sound. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello, my folks, and welcome. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is the fifth day of January 2026. I got it right. See that? I actually got it right. I'm surprised. I've been signed 25 most of the time, but anyway, it is 26. Welcome to a brand new year. The first broadcast of the new year. We're going to start out tonight with one of my best friends in the world. Mine and Marcia have become kind of attached to this lady. We're going to talk to Melody Seastrom in a minute from Discount Gold and Silver. We've got a lot of news to talk about first, but I want to welcome tonight's program and thank you for being with us. Now, tomorrow night's program, I'm going to do something totally out of character for me. I've never had a Facebook account. Somebody signed me up on it a couple of times. I never used it. I don't want Facebook. I don't like Facebook. I have nothing to do with it. I don't trust it, and I had good reason not to have found out later, because everything they get, they turn over to authorities or sell the information for money. Well, tomorrow night's guest, the first time I've ever done this in almost 33 years, I have a gentleman coming on named John Freeman, who started a social account online for everybody to use that is not traced and tracked. Nothing is kept and passed out to anybody else. It's going to be a totally private way to do your comments and other information with your friends and family if they will get on the same network that you're on. So tomorrow we're going to discuss something totally new that I've never talked about before is social media. I never used it other than email. I don't like it. But tomorrow night, for you folks that use it, we may have some good way for you to use it without getting yourself traced and tracked and monitored 24/7. Just like I use DuckDuckGo search engine. And I'm going to change to John's as soon as it comes up, because it's going to be more private than DuckDuckGo. I don't use Google. Google is nothing but a spy ring. That's all it is. So tomorrow night, you may not want to miss that if you're into social media. And a lot of people are. And then Wednesday night, we have Diana Ketterman on. Diana is a walking encyclopedia of knowledge on what's going on in the country and around the world in history. So now we're blessed to have her come join us in our Bible study. She's about 3 hours from where I do, 3.5 hours, and she's a good lady. We're going to discuss a lot of different issues with. But tonight, my guest is Melody Seastrom. Lady and I go back in business together as far as working together for many, many years now. She spoke at a couple of her seminars over the years. She did her own radio show 5 days a week. Still does a half round weekends. I used to co-host with her, and I miss that. I really do. We had a lot of good times together. And she is the one, by the way, that pays for our shortwave time. Right now, if you're listening to shortwave, it's because Melody Seastrom has jumped on board and helped us pay this now for a long time. And I really respect her for that, because she actually wants to support something that's trying so much, trying to spread the truth and get the word out to people. And it's an honor to have her tonight because, like I said, I've dealt with different precious metal dealers. I have. I'm not going to say that they're all crooked by no means, but Melody has been the most straightforward and totally open dealer that I've dealt with in many, many years. And because I listened to her and Bob Chapman and others back in the middle 90s, I started buying some metals, folks, and I'm so glad I did. It's blessed me tremendously. Matter of fact, I don't mind telling this. I have to get some teeth work done that insurance won't cover. That's truth. And I just sent Melody I sent her back $100 silver worth almost $8,000 to help pay the half of it of $10,000. And if I hadn't had those coins, I wouldn't have had the money. So many, many years ago, when I started buying them at $3 a piece, now they're going for like 77, 78 bucks. I sent them to Melody. She's going to send me a check for almost $8,000 to help cover the expenses that my insurance won't cover. Now, that's a blessing it's been to me, plus paying the house and property off 17 years early, many years ago. So this has been a blessing to me beyond belief because of listening to wise counsel. And I always say this, before I get into this, yes, there's coming a time when your gold and silver will be cast into the streets as worthless. That will be under God's judgment upon the wicked people, not while we're on this earth. When God judges this world, the wicked that are here, that's going to be the time. That's going to be, there'll be no good to you because they're not going to buy you salvation. They're not going to buy you anything. It can't and never will. But for those of us who use it wisely right now to pay off bills, to take care of our medical needs as you get older, it's a very, very wise investment. Whether you buy 10 of them or one of them or 100 of them at a time, whether it be silver or gold, it's a wise investment. Melody Searstrom, welcome to the next program. It's good to have you.
Well, it's always wonderful to be here. Thank you. And you know what? More and more people, I'm getting calls. Where can I get you on financial survival? Of course, that was the name of our program for so many years. And I get more and more requests. Where can I listen to it? Where can I listen to it? It's like, well, where were you the past 3 years? But it is very humbling to know that people trust you to listen to the program and take you. Can't give advice, but we have opinions. So thank you.
Well, you know, the advice we give is only in what we know ourselves personally. It's not like we're trying to advise anybody what to do with the money. We won't do that. But I can give them advice what's happened to me in the past, you know.
It's really not advice. It's counsel.
That's true. That's true. That's very true.
You have to be very careful, especially now in today's age. I'll tell you what a crazy age in which we live.
It is. It really is. But I just, like I told him, I just sent you some coins worth almost $8,000 to help pay on the work I've done my teeth. We get older. I don't care who you are, how well you take care of yourself. Your body's going to wear out and you're going to have problems. If you're not financially able to take care of that situation, you're going to suffer in your old age, you're going to start suffering whether you like it or not if you can't take care of the medical needs. Folks, it's wise to prepare for the future as best as possible. I never could prepare and become a millionaire. But by the grace of God and some wise counsel, I'm out of debt. Don't even buy anything. It's a good feeling. It truly is. I don't have any credit score because I don't do credit. I know you say, well, that's not good. Well, maybe not. But I don't have patience for credit. I don't like payments. They just drive me up the wall. So anyway, we'll tell you how to get a hold of Melody here in a little bit. Right, get a pen and paper handy. But we're going to cover some news articles. Then we're going to get into some depth in what's going on now with Venezuela, Colombia, Greenland, Mexico. Oh, my. I guess we're going to own the world pretty soon as a country. But anyway, we'll discuss that in a minute. Melody, I know we have a lot to talk about tonight, but I just want to just real quickly mention that silver's still on the move up, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It hit high this morning, and then it did back off later in the day. But let me take a peek here to see what I can see what it's doing in the aftermarket. It's holding around the $76 level. It was much higher this morning, and same way with gold. Gold was up over $100 today. We hit a 1 week high, and right now it's just off a couple bucks at around $44.50. So still, but they're all, after the kind of day they had, they're all back a little bit. So that's to be expected and nothing to be alarmed about. And yes, it's been very good.
It always does that way. It happens. I jump up and back off a little bit and then go up again a little more and stay on a higher level. But golly, Melody, I can remember when I first started buying silver at $3 an ounce, I had a little chart in my Bible even. It said when it goes to $5, I thought $5, would that ever happen? Well, obviously it has. And folks, I will make this statement. It's not because silver is that much more valuable of itself. It's just that your dollar is buying less and less every day because it's fiat currency. Fiat currency has to devalue. It has no choice. Nothing backs that piece of paper we call a dollar. Silver used to. Up in 1964, you take your dollar to the bank and get a silver dollar, which today would be worth about 75 bucks or more. So that's what the difference is between 64 and today. Your dollar, I guess you say, buys 74 dollars less per dollar than what it used to be in 1964. That's your purchasing power being washed away a little bit of time. People say, well, when's the dollar going to go away? Folks, it may never go totally away. It's just appearing by increments to the point it doesn't buy anything. What good does a dollar do you if it doesn't buy anything? You can have them, you can pass them around, but they don't buy anything. They buy less and less every day. Melody, how much simpler can I make that?
Pardon?
How much simpler can I make that?
Oh, it's kind of difficult because when we getting in the world that we're living in today, there's so many distractions. So you don't have a lot of people talking about, the real reason that gold is rising as much as it is and silver as much as it is, that it is a monetary system that is making it go up. Or drop, I should say. Well, the gold and silver price is up, but the dollar go down. And there's a lot, there's a big threat to the U.S. dollar. And when you look at what this administration is doing, along with those that are in charge, they absolutely want the dollar to drop. Is it going to collapse to zero? Probably not. But back in 2011, I believe it was, we did hit a low of 70. And so, yeah, I believe we're going to touch that, and I believe we'll break 70. And so look where we're at now. And so gold and silver will be much, much higher. I mean, there's too many different, what you don't hear about, people talk about and so forth, is the alternative payment and settlement systems to bypass the dollar that is being created. Sure, everybody knows about the BRICS, but there's also other systems that are being created. And all the same ones that, Donald Trump has grown fond of, with the Saudis being number one. So he in part is part of the problem because he has befriended a lot of these people. And, again, yes, we still have the same primary dealers like JP Morgan, Citi and Goldman and so forth. But these systems are designed to replace the dollar. And, at one time the dollar, the reserve currency was over 70. Now it's like 58% of the world's transactions. So it's a pretty big deal. And I think 2026, I think we all know, is going to be a very challenging year. And yeah, we're going to talk about Venezuela, but U.S. manufacturing hit a bottom in 2025. You have bankruptcies, the mom and pop shop bankruptcies is the indicator is flashing red. I mean, there's a lot of things going on inside this country that with all these distractions, no one is paying any attention to.
Very true. And hundreds of thousands of small businesses have been out of business and larger ones since COVID. That's only been about 3 or 4 years. Folks are going under. But on going a different direction with this, I have a list here of the states with the highest shares, they're listed by percentages, of no income households. No, not low, no income households. Well, I guess I could say West Virginia has finally been number one on something anyway. We're the highest, 34% with no income households. Utah is the lowest at 17%. A bunch in between, obviously. But I'm saying that the no income households. Does that mean they're starving to death? No, because they have a lot of welfare programs to jack them up and keep them going. And are all of them actually looking for work? No, probably not. But that's just a statistic to show the income, the states with the highest percentage of income, families with no income. And again, West Virginia gets to lead the pack on that one. So,
but isn't that almost by design, though? You know, these people would go to work, but then they lose the little benefits that they're getting, and the wages that they get don't cover. They need more. They need more than the wages that they get. So it's all by agenda and design. And I just get so sick and tired of hearing about how all of these countries around the world has taken advantage of the United States. No. Our politicians sold you out. Other countries just did what our politicians gave them to do.
That's true. That's very true.
So, you know, when you hear about, oh, we're the bad guys, we've been taken advantage of for so many years and so forth. These are your multinational corporations who got subsidies from our U.S. government to go their bidding and build their products in other countries, all with a pat on the back with every stinking politician in Washington, D.C. And they get a free pass. And now we have a president. It doesn't matter what he does. He has immunity. Hello?
Yep,
I agree.
It doesn't
matter what he does to this country, financially or anything. He gets a free.
Okay. I lost my left. Get it back on. But, folks, we're going to discuss this. Because, anybody listen to my broadcast at all for the last 30-some years, 33 years, knows that I am not picking sides on political on politics, whether it be Republican or Democrat.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now, yes.
Okay.
I just getting into discussing what's going on politically, and I was trying to explain to the folks that all the years I've been on the radio, that's been almost 33 years, I've never, ever picked a side over another and say Republicans are better than Democrats, Democrats better than Republicans, because they're not. They're both the same. One is outwardly, we'll say, trying to destroy the country. The other side pretending they're trying to stop them, but they're not. But folks, this is true. So when I talk about a president or the Congress or anybody else in politics in general, I'm not picking on that individual as necessarily as all by itself, nobody else. I've always talked about them and share what they're doing, what was wrong. Well, under George Bush, 9/11, obviously, with Obama, good gosh, the socialism of health care, and Biden, all matter of perversion turned loose, and Trump. Well, Trump has become, on his own accord, and this is the fact, a dictator. I don't care if you like it or not. Turn the radio off. I'm telling the truth. I'm told. I don't care. I'm sold now. I don't care if you get mad at me. That's okay. If I go off the air, I get to take a break. But anyway, Trump had become a dictator. He wanted to violate the Constitution and the posse comitatus. And if you know what that is, look it up. Although that was supposed to be done away with some years ago, but it's still against the Constitution. That's why there's a division of powers in our government, so that one can't get stronger than the other one. But Trump now wants, and now he wants, has sent federal troops in the states for so-called law enforcement and wants to do more. But finally, the Supreme Court temporarily blocks Trump's attempt to deploy National Guard civilians in Chicago so many different cities across the country, in New Orleans and other places. They blocked it. They said he can't do this. And lawfully, he can't. Melody, I'm going to shut up and let you go on. But
I know it gets you fired up, doesn't it?
It does. It does. The reason people accept this, I'm saying this out of pure love, because, listen, folks, I'm only a man. I'm not Superman of any kind. I'm not super physically strong, mentally strong, or spiritually strong. I'm just a man. But fear is a motivator and a controller. That's how Satan leads and guides the world and the nation. That's how we're being guided right now, by fear. This crime increase, supposedly, is supposed to be handled by civilian law enforcement. But they become more militarized also, because for many years now, they've been sending a surplus military equipment to the civilian police forces to make them like the military. We are losing our rights because we're afraid to stand for the truth on our own. We need to demand our local officials to stop us going on, period. But that's not going to happen. It just isn't going to happen. I wish it was, but it isn't going to happen. I've been in this battle far too long to be deceived and thinking, well, people are going to rise up when they stop this. No, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. I know it's going to lead to more violence, and I do believe it's going to lead to more anarchy and war inside the states among the people in this country. But it's not going to save the country. And now Trump's got in there, and we know what he did a few days ago. Went into Venezuela and bombed a few places, shot up a few places, and captured Maduro and his wife and brought him back here for trial. He's now talking about going into Mexico, Cuba, Colombia, and he wants to annex Greenland. Now, what is this? He went in, melted. He promised he was going to be a man of no war. He's going to end the war in Ukraine and Russia within 24 hours. He was going to settle the things in the Middle East within just a few days. And now he's promoting war around the world. Now, we can say what we want to. He said we're not at war with Venezuela. Well, that may be true. But if we're not, it's not because we didn't start it. We've done everything in our power to antagonize that country into attacking us, haven't we, Melody?
You know, I've done a lot of, I didn't do too much thinking about this. I woke up at 3 a.m. last night or this morning, and the first thing I did, I wanted to check the markets to see what was going on. Yeah, I'm nuts. And the only thing that was on was really Bloomberg. It was at Bloomberg Asian markets and so forth. And it was really a fascinating conversation, because they were actually talking about the old world order, how it is collapsing, but there is a new one arising. And they were talking about the different zones of the different countries and the trading countries and so forth, kind of in relationship to how they're trying to set up the various processing for money and so forth. And it was really fascinating. And then I listened to the news, and I listened to all stations. I can't listen to Fox because I know what they're already going to say. But it really dawned on me, Butch, how much control this administration and President Trump has over the media. Because normally I would listen to the other side just to see what they were talking about. And yeah, they would talk about, you know, certain, I couldn't stomach it anymore and so forth. And they were saying the same things over and over. Now they're saying things. They don't have very little, they have a very little difference of opinion when it comes to like Venezuela. And, you know, they'll all start out with, oh, our service, our army did such a wonderful job and, you know, so forth. And Maduro was a dictator and blah, 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 blah. And it just proved to me just how much control Donald Trump has over the media. They're not reporting the same manner in which they did. And where am I going with this? I think personally, I've read it nowhere. It popped into my little brain. I just got to thinking of the things that I read in the past. And I've even saw an article how Trump was dealing with Putin back in 2019 about some sort of a deal with Ukraine. I think the whole thing was a setup. I think Russia and China, you know, he had to talk to them before he did what he did. I think they were along with it. I don't know if Maduro walked out on his own or who gave him up, whether Russia gave him up or China gave him up. But I'm looking at all these explosions and so forth, and you're seeing very little damage compared to what you see in the bombs. Now, I'm no bomb expert, but they look like pretty big bombs, a lot bigger than just fireworks. But, you know, they just tell you that all the Cuban security guards were killed, but that's all they'll tell you about as far as loss of life. So they're really holding back a lot. But I just got to thinking, it's like, no, that's why Trump is negotiating with Putin, with Ukraine, why all the pressure has been on Ukraine and not Russia, because there's so much deal making going on in the background. And even Trump made a comment about, you know, you rule by making deals. I mean, when he was asked about who's in control of Venezuela now, there's only one way he can get away with what he does, and that is because he is the elite, given direction, and this is all playing out by design.
That makes perfect sense. It really does. And you know,
did you like my little theory there about?
I did. That's not a bad theory. It really isn't. I mean, that's a good thought. And I don't know.
And how do all these planes fly across helicopters after you've had how many months of boats being blown out of the water with no evidence whatsoever, and Maduro isn't there protecting the country? That they could just come in, scoop them up, and leave with them?
There's a lot of things, Melody, that... It's so convoluted. It's hard to sort out all these. It's like trying to separate a can of worms and get them all untangled. It's just, you know, without moving them somewhere. It's just almost impossible. It really is. But, you know, I was thinking the other day, listening to Trump said, well, we can't have enemy countries on in the southern hemisphere. Or we can't, you know, we can't have Greenland not go along with us. Well, the reason Russia attacked Ukraine in the first place because they were going into NATO, which would put them right on the border of Russia. But mm-hmm. Russia has no right and no duty to protect its borders, but we can go into South America to protect our borders and Mexico. There's something hypocritical about this, I do believe. And I see all this happening, and I'm not intelligent enough to understand all the ins and outs of it. But I do know where we're headed, and You keep, eventually you're going to punch the wrong guy in the eye, and somebody's going to step up to you and say, that's enough, and who knows who may join me in the battle. I do know that Dmitry Duman's prophecies they made back in the 80s and 90s said that when Russia attacked, they would be joined by a nation south of a border, Mexico and other nations. I think this is building up to that. Obviously, Colombia, Venezuela, Mexico will join Russia to attack us when it happens. I do believe that's really going to happen. But we're asking for it. We're building up a group of enemies to attack us because for some reason we seem like we can be the bully of the block to get by with it. Mel, it's such a big thing here.
I'll tell you what, I listened to an interview with Stephen Miller.
Well, hang on through the break.
That dude is frightening.
Hang on through the break. Tell me after the break. I want to hear that, okay? Folks, back at the break, you want to call and babble with us and try to sort this out a little bit, please do. 717-300-1698. 717-300-1698. Seeking souls of
fallen men. Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Demand of Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Demand a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Namana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Hi there, and thank you so much for listening. This is Summer. I'm owner and operator here at Superior Mountain Herbs. Please visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com. You can always call or text 406-274-7579. We'd be happy to assist you with any of your health and wellness needs, whether you're currently combating serious disease and infection like cancer, or you're just simply looking to keep your body in great shape and maintain what God has already given you. you can visit us, and we would absolutely love to help you. Once again, visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com or give us a call at 406-274-7579 to get your hands on some of the most incredible handcrafted, organic, and wildcrafted supplements on the planet. SuperiorMountainHerbs.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here. A lot of y'all are asking me to give our address out on the air, and I never take time during the interviews, but here's our address. If you want to write to us, send us a letter, say hello, or place an order, or whatever you want to do, our address is simple. It's Pastor Butch Paul, P-A-U-G-H, or call to Decision Ministries. The address is 224 Herd. That's spelled H-U-R-D. 224 Herd Road, Nettie, N-E-T-T-I-E, N-E-T-T-I-E, West Virginia, 26681. 224 Herd Road, Nettie, West Virginia, 26681. There you go. Thanks a lot.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
You know, folks, by the way, if you want to call the office anytime, you know we're open from 9 to 4, 5 days a week. And I'm in the office myself on Thursdays to answer phone calls and talk to y'all if you want to talk to me. But the number to call, by the way, before I forget it, if you don't have long distance, you can call our toll-free number at 800-777-4403. 800-777-4403. If you can call long distance, please call our toll line at 304-846-4448. 304-846-4448. We'd love to hear from you in the office, and I mean that. But the phone line's open for your comments and questions. Folks, I learned from y'all. I can learn from Melody having a program tonight. She had different viewpoints. I enjoy listening to because some things, no man, no woman can see all the angles. It's impossible. But we try to sharpen each other's wits and figure out what we're doing. But, you know, in Matthew 24, verse 6, it says, there'll be wars and rumors of wars, but the time is not yet. I don't think the end of times is here yet. I really don't. But we're hearing all kinds of, seeing wars and rumors of wars everywhere. And again, I am convinced that Demetrius' prophecies are coming true now. Finally, when he put them out many years ago, I haven't been on radio very long at all. I thought, well, I'll watch and see. I want to see what comes about. I'm seeing more every day of what he said come to pass. The nations from the south of us will join Russia to attack us. And I can see it happening. It's just absolutely coming to pass every day. So I'm not trying to scare you. I'm just telling the truth. But now you were talking about Miller. We went to break. Go ahead and share that, Mel, if you don't mind.
Yeah, and something else that's really been bugging me right before I go into Miller is everything is done out of Mar-a-Lago. Can you imagine how many billions of dollars have been spent on taxpayers' money to secure Mar-a-Lago for the President of the United States, plus all the visiting dignitaries and everyone else that hangs out at Mar-a-Lago?
That's very true.
Where is the number? I mean, you know that has to have been fortified to the degree of, I mean, this is the President of the United States. He gets his whole compound securitized, or for a lack of a better word, all on the taxpayer's dollar.
That's right. That's
not a peep.
And by the way, folks,
everything that he does, he should be doing it out of the White House, period.
I agree, but about all the public servants, and I'll say that with a grin on my face, use our tax dollars for their own pleasure. You know that. That's been going on for before you and I were born. It's just gotten worse. It's so blatant now.
But this is the president of the United States saying, I know.
Now he wants to save money.
Not one politician. I mean, how many times did Biden go off and go to the beach and so forth? Oh, we had to hear everything about that. I'm getting so sick and tired of, do I like Biden? No, I thought he was very bad for this country. All the years that he was been in, the politics, he didn't follow what I believe, the Constitution and so forth and whatnot.
I don't believe
he was a good politician, so don't get me wrong. But I'm really tired of being Biden brought up with everything that this administration does. It's like, get over it. Move on.
It's hypocritical. He wants to cut everybody's pay, lay people off, and I understand we have
an excess. It's all because of Biden. Yes. It's all his fault.
Yeah, it is, and that's what he says. But, I can understand wanting to cut back on the side of the federal government. I'm all for that. But when he's spending money like you mentioned, by the billions of dollars for his own pleasure, there's something wrong with that.
It's not even his own pleasure. He's fortifying Mar-a-Lago to protect all of his minions that come and stay
That's true. Well, that's where he's
every,
that.
Every dignitary, every head of state around the world, that place has to be a fortress. And we paid for it.
But he gets to stay in his own castle, is what I'm saying. It's his pleasure in that, anyway. But tell us about Mueller, then we'll get on phone lines.
All right. Listen to a interview tonight with Stephen Miller, and it actually was on CNN. But he was frightening. He was scary. I don't think I've ever heard him have as much passion, for lack of a better word, at this point in time. But the one thing that caught my attention was Greenland. They asked him about Greenland, and he says, absolutely, Greenland should be part of the United States. He says, we protect most of those countries through NATO, and that is a strategic area, and absolutely they will be part of the United States.
But there
wasn't any question that they wouldn't be.
Does that mean all NATO?
And he even questioned, what does Denmark have to do with Greenland?
He said
they don't have a say.
Okay. All right. I thought they were part of Denmark, so it was a satellite,
But that's what I mean. He was frightening. He believed every word of it.
Well, that's who
I believe truly is running. Him, Kushner, that other guy, it begins with a W. I can't know. But anyway.
Well, do we have
callers?
We're going to take a call in a minute. But, I've been in this world now quite a while. And all my experience of being and watching these things, I've never seen a country so divided. This country is more divided than it ever has been. Many different factions and so many different fights going on among not just politicians, about everybody. That is frightening. Let's talk to Luther in Virginia. Luther, come on in. Welcome.
Thank you, Pastor Butch. Hello, Pastor Butch and Melanie.
Melanie
mentioned that Trump acting without evidence against Venezuela, which reminds me of, drones for professional and recreational use that our government, the National Defense Authorization Act, a segment had about foreign-made drones, specifically a Chinese company, DJI, which made the best drones in recreational, professional, and rescue police use. And so they were given until December 23rd last year to be audited by one of our agencies, a number of agencies, for supposedly spying on our country. So through their drones, Well, none of those agencies, federal agencies, stepped up to do that. And the company DJI denied that they were, you know, spying. They pleaded over and over, no response. So now they've been put on. There's three entities in our government. The U.S. Customs was blocking import of DJI and other, I believe, other manufacturers. The FCC put DJI and any foreign drones, made drones, on a covered list. So any new ones cannot be authorized by the FCC. Let's see, Customs, FCC, and National Defense. So right now, and so it's protectionism. I mean, we go back to NAFTA and GATT, so-called free trade agreements, and now it's protectionism. And there is then comments by several politicians, Trump, who has said now maybe U.S. manufacturing can, you know, proceed and benefit and so forth. And I think Senator Scott from Florida was the one that's really pushed all this. And so now those of us who recreationally or professionally, small business, want to have the best drones, well, we're limited to whatever has already been authorized, as long as it's not backed. FCC had said they would retroactively ban what had been authorized, but they didn't. But in the future, as these drones that we do have that were authorized, as we use them, they're going to get, well, we need parts. Parts are going to be blocked.
Of course.
Even motors. It's like, how can a motor, you know, really affect? But that's pretty much my take.
Well, that's all control, Luther. It's all control. It's what it's all about. I mean, they get to make the rules as they go. And normally they don't make them in our favor. So you're right on the money on that. Good call. By the way, are you a first-time caller?
I've called, but it's been a few years, Pastor Butch.
Well, keep in touch. Don't be a stranger.
Okay, Pastor. I will not be a stranger.
All right. Thanks for calling, Luther. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you for taking
Oh, you're welcome. Well, did somebody just sneeze?
I did.
Okay. But anyway.
I was so busy trying not to sneeze, I didn't turn the mic off.
Well, that's the most intelligent thing you said all night. No, we're going. But anyway, you any comments on this phone call before you move on?
You know, and it's just part of what's going on everywhere. You know, it's just like, it isn't for us. It's not going to be for you and me. We got to take care of ourselves. They don't care about you. It's just an illusion that they've created, that everything is grand. Oh, we got the greatest. We're the strongest. I would love for us to be the strongest nation. We were. We don't have to be out there.
One time we were.
We don't have to snag people out of bed in the middle of the night in order to be the greatest nation on the planet.
No.
You know, we did let China grab too much land and too much of these minerals. China knew what to do. They went into... I talk to people when I go on vacation, and, you know, we were in the, you know, down south, and I was talking to people, and they were saying, yeah, like some of the Caribbean islands, yeah, China's been in there for years.
They have been.
But creating jobs for the people. They were, you know, they're in there with money, improving the infrastructure. They're not in there taking their politicians. They're there with the money. And they're helping these people. I'm not saying it's right, but that's what they're doing.
Well, they're maybe they're getting their influence in country, but they're doing it a different way we are. By the way, you said something. Get another call here. You said that America was once great. It was. But you remember, you heard of de Tocqueville. He came over to the country in the early 1800s to America. Frenchman wanted to know how their things were good here. He said America is great because America is good. When you cease being good, you'll cease being great. He said that right on the mark 250 years ago, or 200 years ago.
Yes, sir.
Let's go to Jan in Iowa. Jan, come on in. Welcome.
Hi, Melody. First, a real quick note about the weather. Some of these meteorologists with these storms that are coming over the Rockies now are saying this is a 1,000-year storm, that this is the kind of storm that they put in the educational system for meteorologists, the tracking of it and predicting it. And they're still 5 days out, and they're not sure what's going to happen come the weekend.
Well, you know, about that storm.
Well, we've had a lot of 1,000-year storms over here lately, haven't we, in the last few years? So anyway,
everybody, if you don't have supplies in, get your supplies in. This everything from severe tornado weather to blizzards are going to be possible in the United States.
That's very true. Very true. The weather's been controlled greatly. Go ahead, Jan.
Yeah. Let's talk about Nicaragua. Some of these videos coming out or these celebrations and all that, they found out they're fake. They're AI.
I wonder about that because it didn't fit the scenario. I think you're probably right on that.
Yeah. They had a couple of them had some experts look at them. And they said they're not, it's hard to tell, but they're not real. So be careful. What you think is going on may not be really going on. They're trying to fool you, fake you out.
Of course they are. I mean, imagine that.
Yeah. And Trump didn't just say Greenland, Mexico, Colombia. He said the Amazon, Brazil, and everything in between.
Yes, he did.
Which, if you remember a long time ago, they've got these 10 zones that they want to put the world in. Well, if my memory is correct, that is the zone for the Americas. What they're talking about right now.
Oh, I agree. Yeah.
Very true.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So this is all, for show. And then the easiest way is find out if anybody turned on Maduro and just let him go. Find out who got the $50 million reward for his capture.
There was a comment about that, but they just kind of hauled it. And I don't know if they had admitted it, if they said anything.
Some of these guys out there that dig around and trace around and have the connections to trace around really ought to find out who got that money.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because Maduro just put his hands up and gave up, they're saying.
Yeah, I don't buy that. I mean, I do think it was an inside, and
it was. And they're talking about Cuba and all these other countries are refortifying everything, hardening everything.
That's probably what I mean. Well, if the news can be believed, Colombia is hardening their borders because of what is going on. I really don't know what's going on because like you said, we don't know whether it's AI or real or just a flat out cover up. That's a problem. You really can't get good information anymore off the so-called news.
Yeah.
So you end up just more confused than it was when it started. And that's part of the plan. If it can confuse you enough, you give up trying to figure it out and throw up your hands and walk away. But we can't do that.
You just got to sit back and say, we know what God said was going to happen, and that's what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
So, everybody brace. Get ready. That's all you can do.
That's all you can do. Thank you, Jams, for calling.
Get some gold or silver. When the dollar crashes, you may still be able to trade with gold and silver for a while.
And that's very important. I mean, folks, I'm serious. And by the way, the number to call, get hold of Melody, is 800-375-4188. 800-375-4188. Do call and talk to her. You have nothing to lose by phone call. Ask her opinion what you think might be best. She'll do her best to guide you in the right direction. I know that because I work with her now for 20-some years. I mean, it's amazing. She started working metals when she's 9 years old.
I know.
Yeah, so, anyway, Jan, thanks, Carl. Appreciate it. Anything else you want to say?
And everybody, pray.
Amen.
Every day. constantly.
Pray and prepare. Thanks for the call.
Prayer.
Thank you, Jan. Folks, the line's open. 717-300-1698. 717-300-1698. Melody, I know what we're talking about is not exciting news as far as fun to listen to, but it doesn't change the fact that the truth, it's actually happening on our watch, so to speak. We're seeing it happen, and we can make fun of it. We can try to ignore it and do what we want to do, but it doesn't change it, does it?
No, it doesn't. And, you know, you said it earlier in the program, you know, it really, I don't know, how can I say this, not to have people get upset with me. We're past the stage of trying to save this nation.
That's true.
This nation is being rewritten.
That's right.
It is, and I guess to some degree, they're trying to position the new country in a world to where we're not on the bottom. But just remember one thing, we can't be at the top when we have debt too great to be paid.
That's really
that
true.
Debt will have to be eliminated. And the only way they can eliminate that debt is by revaluing those treasuries. That's the only way they can eliminate the debt. We've got debt too great to be paid. So with all of their fanfare of saying being the greatest nation in the world, well, we can't until they eliminate that debt. And, you know, I don't believe there will be a number one country. I believe in the zones, and I've always said that there'll be a basket of currencies, and it'll all be backed by some part of gold. And that's what we're seeing now with all these different exchanges being created, and things are being backed by gold and oil. That's another reason Trump wants oil. You know, you look at these exchanges, the staple coins, gold and oil, gold mm-hmm. and oil, gold
That's
and
true.
Oil.
That's true. Very
so,
true.
So it's not the country that we loved.
No. America, we knew even 5 years ago, is going forever. Folks, if you're going to call, you better hurry. And I wish you would. Any comments, share with us. We want your comments. We want your opinions. This is not a Pastor Butch radio show and only me or the guest. We want to hear from you because your opinions count. 717-300-1698. You may say something that we all learn from and we need to learn from. So please feel free to call in if you want in the last couple minutes here. Again, call Melody tomorrow and talk to her at 800-375-4188. Call and talk to her. Go ahead, Melody.
And I do want to say, just in this past week, the bizarre calls that I've had with people hearing different stories and promises made by dealers. There's one dealer out there saying that if you buy from us today, but you know, you have to buy this and you have to buy that, when you go to sell, you'll never lose money. So 5 years, if gold is lower, we're still going to pay you what you have today. Seriously? You believe that? Unfortunately, the gentleman did. Well, it's in a contract. Are you seriously kidding me? In the day, the you know, no, I can't prove that it's wrong, but it just use a little common sense. It should tell you that it's wrong. Selling gold coins for $300, $400, $500 less than spot doesn't kind of make sense, does it?
Well, how would that work?
How would that work?
Wow. It'd be nice if you could do it, but...
Oh, it's just for new customers, and it's only one that you can have.
Okay.
But still, why not sell it at spot? If you had it and it was real, it would be a good deal.
Well, let's try squeezing two more callers. Let's go to Catherine in Maine. Catherine, come on in.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure that Jan in Iowa, when she said pray constantly, and she doesn't strike me as a hater, like she's all riled up, bitter, and angry.
No.
And I've never met so many miserable Christians in my life and of late because they're so politically driven and hate and all this stuff. So bottom line is, let's remember, bless your enemies, bless those that curse you, bless those that despitefully use you. God, you know what I mean? And that's not weak. There's strength in restraint. Because to be a true conservative, it means you conserve. You don't go lash out and bitter and hag-nagging all the time about everything. You see what I mean? So
I know what you mean. Of course it is. We're to oppose evil.
Some of us like me, I'm like, okay, I may not make it through this, you know? So I'm trying to tidy up all my loose ends, and we'll see what happens, but I'm not going to live the rest of my life, you know, angry and bitter and, you know, and fear. So I just put on good music last week. I listened to a lot of classical and just really good music, like Christmas music, really like American Boy Choir Carol was a great CD. And I have it on now, and I don't celebrate sixth night, but a friend of mine does. And when I hit it play last night, I said, wow, this is so great. And I've just had good worship music on. And I just, you know, I do pray for my enemies regularly, and I have a few. Because the bad people don't like good people, you know what I mean? And no. I get it. And there's many times where I say, excuse me, I'm sorry, could you, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry that I disturbed you today. You know, you have a blessed day, and sometimes I'll say to a bully, blessed are the peacemakers, have a great day. And I just kindly walk away, and then I pray for them later, and I do try to avoid people. It's like, look, if I bother you, I don't want to bother you. So I'll try to, you know, come in when you're, you know, when they're not working. But it's not out of bitterness, right? It's out of like, okay, if my presence really aggravates that evil person so much that they're going to go into a rage, I'm going to try to avoid them just to bless them. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, I do understand what you're saying.
Okay,
I do understand that. I hate to go ahead. I'm sorry, honey.
It's okay. It's a bit deep these days, what I'm saying, with all the hate and the rage going on, especially with the Christians. So that's all I had to say, and I'm sorry that I interrupted you a couple of times.
Well, that's all right. No problem. No problem.
Okay, but repeat it if you have time, and I would love to hear what you have to say.
You got me going in different directions. Yeah, but we're to oppose evil. But, you know, you really can't avoid being around it because it's everywhere. And just your presence sometimes, just your demeanor makes people angry. I know that for a fact. But I understand what you're saying. Good call. Thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you, Catherine. Let's go to Joe right here in West Virginia. Joe, come on. You got about 20 seconds.
Thank you for taking my call, Butch. And I'll make this real quick. Gasoline price in my neighborhood is $3.09 a gallon. We get into Elkins, 20 miles away, it is 70 cents cheaper per gallon.
Oh, yeah.
What's up with that?
Yep, I see that all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And the grocery store prices every week are going up.
Yes, they are. We're playing all the time. Melody, thanks a lot for joining me tonight. All right, I will talk to y'all again. Folks, see you tomorrow night. Melody, God bless. Talk to you soon.
And on the battlefield, Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit csetalkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.